With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota's congressional delegation has not outright congratulated Joe Biden on winning the presidential election. One political scientist says all three of them have acknowledged his victory in less explicit ways. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
You're not speaking against Trump, Dusty. You'd be telling the truth.
That's CNN host Chris Cuomo on Monday night, claiming that South Dakota Representative Dusty Johnson backed out of the show after being told he would be asked about the results of the presidential election. On November 23rd, Representative Johnson tweeted that he supports President Trump's right to make his case in the courts. He went on to say those efforts have not been successful, and it's time for the administration to begin the transition process. In mid-November, Republican Senator John Thune said he believes Biden should have access to classified intelligence. He says that's important from a national security standpoint. Senator Mike Rounds echoed that sentiment. John Schaff is a political scientist with Northern State University. He says they've all acknowledged Biden's victory, but without saying it outright.
Clearly what's going on there is obviously it's politics. For good or for ill, the Trump team has made a point of still disputing the outcome of the election. And as a Republican, there is obviously a price to pay if one strays too far away from Donald Trump. So you can stray away. It just, there's a matter of how far can you stray away?
Schaff says that allows for plausible deniability. Schaff says Democrats did similar things following the 2000 and 2004 elections of George W. Bush. He also points to the 2016 election and the hashtag NotMyPresident. On Monday, December 14th, presidential electors will cast their votes for the Electoral College. According to the Associated Press, Joe Biden will receive 306 votes. Donald Trump will receive 232. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
South Dakota's initial allotments of coronavirus vaccine is expected to be quickly spent on immunizing frontline medical workers. Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Reisden says the state is expecting enough vaccine for over 22,000 people to arrive in the coming weeks. An estimated 19,000 healthcare workers who tend to COVID-19 hospital wards and longer-term care facilities will get offered a vaccine. Next, about 11,000 people in elderly care facilities will get prioritized. After the initial shipments, the state is expecting a slowdown in supply, meaning vaccines won't be widely available for the general public until April or May. 2020 has been an unpredictable year, and it brought a big surprise to residents of the Bowdell area Tuesday night, an earthquake. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Carla Connect felt it just before midnight.
My husband said my name a couple times, and then he said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah." And we both said, "What was that?"
What they felt was a vibrating jolt. It lasted about 5 seconds. They felt their bed and the house shake. They heard a low rumble.
Never felt that before, thank God, and hope I never do again.
But they're okay, and so is their house. It's about 7 miles west of the small town of Bowdell in north-central South Dakota. Geophysicist Don Blakeman says the quake's magnitude was 3.2, well below moderate severity.
The only thing it could ever possibly do is if you had something sitting precariously on a shelf, you know, it might be just enough to tip it off.
Blakeman works in Golden, Colorado at the National Earthquake Information Center. That's part of the U.S. Geological Survey. The USGS has seismometers all over the country. About 40 of those stations detected the Bowdell quake, including the closest station near Bismarck, North Dakota. The quake originated about 3 miles underground. Blakeman says people in Bowdell felt the resulting wave of energy rushing through the earth.
It's kind of like sound energy, only it's traveling through the rocks. You could kind of think of the molecules in the crust of the earth as being dominoes. You push one molecule, it pushes the next one. That energy keeps pushing along.
Earthquakes are rare in South Dakota, but there have been two this year. The other one was a 2.5 magnitude quake in August near Platte. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.